Good afternoon, Smithers. This is Megan Brady at CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, and I am joined by Lorraine, who is tuning in from home, and this is a stroke of luck. Hi, Lorraine. Let's test your volume.
Hello.
There you are. I might turn it up a little bit more here.
Well, all is well here. The Wonderful. Cat is behaving herself.
That's and, good.
She almost has begun to listen to me.
Almost, yeah. Wouldn't want sometimes to expect she, too much.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I say, she looks at me like, really?
Well, mine has started, I don't know what it is. I don't think I'm playing with her enough, so I've had to get a new toy, but she's started, like, biting me.
That's a love bite.
I mean, I would love to think it's a love bite. Let's go with that, because otherwise I'm just like, get off my leg.
Yeah, because I know that this cat does as well, but it's more of a, she doesn't really grab and gnaw at it. She just kind of, you know.
Yeah, like a little nibble. Just making sure you're paying attention.
So I've been calling that a love bite. She bit one. There are ladies that come here for various, how do you say, because I'm a senior, they come in to make sure that everything is okay and all that. And so they sit down and chat for a bit. And the cat, really enjoys this company because she's deadly bored with me.
Right.
And so she will go up to them and sort of like talk to them and stuff. And she bit one, not hard, just a little nibble.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman looked at me like, oh, she bit me. And I said, no, but that's a love bite.
Yeah.
So she thought, well, okay then.
I'll allow it, I guess.
Yeah, because it's not what she can really do. She can really rip a skin off you.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Hey, cats, if they really wanted to, they could disembowel a bunny. They would grab on and then they use their back legs, kick, kick, kick. Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, they know how to shake their head and really stir things up.
They sure
do. So, well, I don't know. I had put away something here, but I'm really good about putting stuff away. I can never find it again.
Yeah, can't recall it, can't find it, but there you go. Oh, well, yeah. If you come across something interesting on your pile there, you can just cut in any time and read it to us.
I'll probably find it tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, there's that really cool quote I wanted to read online. Maybe I'll let the listeners know, just in case they're tuning in live, that this is March 5th, 2025. And I'm Megan. I'm in the studio. And we've got Lorraine, who is, it's not Skype exactly. It's something else. I think this is called Google Meet. But Lorraine is coming to you through our computer here in the studio. And you've picked out some good music for us for today. Excuse me. And I don't know. I feel like there's lots of things we can appreciate, that you can see the pavement now again. That's not a lot of ice and snow, and you can at least touch the ground, touch the earth, and not slip and slide everywhere.
I have quite a fear of falling. I mean, really, because things break easily and stuff.
Sure do.
And what's good now is that I can just have a cane to stabilize myself.
Yep.
And nothing, like you don't slip around or anything like that. And the snow is disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, I'm so happy to see you go, Mr. Snow.
I know, me too.
And hurry up a little bit more, but
get on top of it. Well, okay. So speaking of pavement and good, better roads and everything, I won something. Yeah. So I had sent in a response to one of the prompts that CBC Radio put out. And it was, I think they were asking you what your talent was. Like sometimes they'll just say, send us a song suggestion or whatever. And I tend to listen to the CBC radio in the morning there. And so I sent in a list of my talents. And I said, I can play a little bit of banjo, little bit of guitar, a little tenor guitar, little mandolin, little ukulele, little bit of like one beat on a drum. And then I said, but I can't do them all at the same time. And I can't do them all really well. So anyway, I sent that in and I won two tickets to the Cirque du Soleil on Ice that's opening night in Prince George tomorrow night. So I'm spur of the moment taking a trip to Prince George and we're going to go spend one night in a hotel and go see Cirque du Soleil on Ice.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
You know, that's really... You earned that. That's great.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, and so I'm definitely, I did a call out, like, how are the roads out there, everybody? And I don't think anybody replied, but regardless, the fact that I see dry pavement here, I'm hopeful that we're not expecting any blizzards for one night, and I can go there and back, and it'll be just fine.
You have to spend the night, though, I think.
I do, yes, definitely. Yeah. We'll spend one night in a hotel. And I've seen Cirque du Soleil one other time. I think it was when I was in Ontario with my family when I was like, I don't know, 12 or 11 or something. And my dad was like, spur of the moment. He said, hey, let's go. Like, I see the circus tent. Let's go in. And so we go in and we did not buy tickets ahead. We didn't plan. So there was literally like, there's two tickets left.
Oh, my.
And it was a pretty good deal, I think. But we ended up behind a post. And when I say a post, like a 5-foot wide beam. Yeah. And our seats were right behind it. So you could kind of see when the trapeze artists went up this way, you'd see them a little. And then when they go up that way, you see them a little. And anyway, it's a bit of a laugh. But that was like, I think, your standard circus tent style. And then this one is going to be on ice, which is wild. Like, I mean, we'll see. I'll report back. I'll let you know how it all goes.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us all how it went.
Yeah, exactly.
I never thought about applying or anything myself. Prince George is kind of a jog away.
It's a bit, it's like 4-hour drive or something, so.
Yeah, and for me, the government of BC, or Canada maybe, I don't know, decided that because of my age, and so on, that I'm not supposed to drive anymore. Mm-hmm. So they did take my license away from me.
Right.
My driver's license. I cried. Because my little car, I've had it for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And a lady said to me, well, you're going to have to sell it. And it just hurts so bad, you know, because they'll take it to pieces.
Right.
And she hasn't earned that. She's a good car.
Yeah, she still does.
What happened is, in a very quiet voice, my son said, I wouldn't mind having your car, Mom. So she's in good hands. She's with my son.
Staying in the family.
And he loves her.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so talk about healing. That was wonderful.
That's so good.
I was ready to take on the entire.
Oh, yeah, you were ready to fight. I know it.
I didn't. I behaved.
That's good. That's a very big moment. That's good. Yeah.
My son was just so sweet, and I was so happy that he. Oh, here they are. I found them.
Oh, good.
I have little cards that have sayings on them, and perfect. So I put them up here, and I didn't even look. Anyhow, yes, it was very upsetting, and I cried in public to think that I wouldn't have my car. One of the bad things that I found that really was. Made me kind of like, who is our government here? Anyhow, I need to speak to them because I got a notice saying that you need to mail in your driver's license. You're not supposed to be carrying that around. You got to send it in.
Okay.
And instead of saying, and we appreciate that or whatever, they said, if you do not send it in, you're going to be charged $300.
Oh, wow.
What did they think? You know, that's so cruel.
That is cruel. Well, and I mean, it would have been nice if they also had maybe sent, like, here's a prepaid envelope or, like, something that was, like, here, we'll make it really easy for you.
Yeah.
And that's too bad that it was.
The address on it and everything,
But
to just to simply turn around and say, $300, that's what's going to charge you if you don't send it to us.
Yeah.
What I did, I don't know, maybe I'll get bawled out.
But I was going to say, careful, you're on radio.
I photocopied my driver's license so I carry a copy of it. They can't get cranky with that, right?
Well, I mean, as long as you're not driving, yeah, no, they
No,
can't get. Well, and I was
I
even
do. My
thinking,
car is gone.
people like to hold on to things like that and put them on their wall or put them, you know, like
Yeah,
you want to
yeah.
have that as a little keepsake. Like, oh yeah, that's the thing that I had. But yeah,
Yeah.
if they, yeah, well, there you go. Well, there you go. I'm glad that you were able to make a copy of it for your own records.
Yep. I just thought, I don't care. You can take it if you want, but I've got a copy.
Yeah. No,
I
that's
was
good.
pretty cranky for a while, I'll tell
Yeah.
you.
Yeah,
But then
I'm
I just thought, well, fine. And I have met, actually, for those people who maybe are thinking about using public transportation and stuff, I'll tell you, I've met some nice people, really, really nice people here. The taxi driver, he's
Yes.
an awesome dude, man. And he's kind of good looking too, but he's really awesome. He's
Oh,
so
that's
nice.
good. Shout out to the cabs.
With the taxi, and then with the bus, there's a gentleman there who is also very helpful because it's quite a step down
Right,
and a
yeah.
step back up to get on.
Yeah.
He's very kind. And then the other day, it was a lady bus driver. I didn't know that they did that,
Well, of
but she was
course.
awesome. She actually parked the bus and came in to get me. And I
Oh,
thought, huh? You're not
so
the bus driver.
sweet.
But she
Yeah,
was.
you didn't know her. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I've been very fortunate. I have been.
That's a
I cannot
positive, that's a
complain.
positive thing that's come out of it. That's good.
Yeah, I cannot complain.
Ah, yeah.
But
Yeah, take a breath for that and a moment to recognize.
I was very independent. I was a very independent person. I had to be over my lifetime.
Right, yeah. I get that. Yeah, I've understood you to be a strong woman since I've met you.
You've probably had to be that as well.
I don't know. I'm kind of a pushover. Kind of a gentle human, but I don't know. I mean, the few times that I've nearly been in fights in my life, it was out of misunderstanding, and I calmly talk a person down. So that's
Yeah.
my side of things.
I have a tendency to be quiet while the misery is going on.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I have a speech that I can certainly,
Yeah, you're
you know,
ready.
yeah, but lots of times I find it's better just to leave it go because they have a right to complain or a right to express
Right, their opinions, their
their
experience.
ideas and opinions.
Good, yeah.
So it's okay. I let people do their thing.
Yeah, that's good to do.
Meanwhile, inside me, I think,
Yeah,
ugh.
scribbling it down in a journal or something.
Yeah, but that's just it. Anyhow,
Well, there you go.
some of the songs that I did give you do have the date of birth and date of death. I don't
Yeah.
know if I told you that. Did
Yeah,
I?
you did. You did. I like that you
Oh.
give us that little bit of information.
Yeah, it's just to know that these people, even though they're dead, they're pretty good singers still.
Yeah.
I
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
they're not all dead, actually.
I know, actually, I think the first one that you gave us is still with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some of the older singers, that it's so much better than some of the noise that I get nowadays.
Yeah, I know
The new stuff.
you definitely have said that.
Yeah, and it's really true because, man, it's I don't know. You got to be able to hum along and maybe dance a little. You can't with some of this new stuff,
Yeah, it sure
unless there's some
doesn't.
kind of new dancing that I don't know anything about.
Yeah, it doesn't tick the box for you, that's for sure. Well,
Yeah.
should we play our first
Sure,
musician?
you pick.
Okay,
You
so I
pick.
think we'll start off with Bob Seger, who is still with us, but you did have his birth date written down, so did you want to tell us that?
Okay, that's good. I don't know if I had anything written down here, but not with him, I don't think.
Okay.
Or there it is. Okay, his date of birth was May 6, 1945. So he's one of us seniors,
Yeah, he's a boomer.
and he's a good singer. He picked some really nice stuff. So there you go.
Nice.
Enjoy.
All right, so we're gonna listen to, I think I'll play all three of these. I think, is there three? Yeah, there's three. So we're gonna start off with Like a Rock,
Oh, yeah.
followed by Row Me Away, and finishing off with Still the Same. So have a listen and enjoy some Bob Seger.
Stood there boldly, sweating in the sun. Felt like a million, felt like number one. The height of summer, I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock, I was 18, didn't have a care. Working for peanuts, not a dime to spare. But I was leaning solid everywhere, like a rock. My hands were steady, my eyes were clear and bright. My walk had purpose, my steps were quick and light. And I held firm to what I felt was right, like a rock, like a rock. I was strong as I could be, like a rock. Nothing ever got to me, like a rock. I was something to see, like a rock. Stood arrow straight, unencumbered by the weight of all these hustlers and their schemes. I stood proud, I stood tall, high above it all. I still believed in my dreams. Where'd they go? 20 years, I don't know. I sit and I wonder sometimes where they've gone. And sometimes late at night, oh, when I'm bathed in the firelight, moon comes calling a ghostly way, and I recall, like a rock, standing arrow straight, like a rock, charging from the gate. Skin.
Took a look down a westbound road, right away I made my choice. Headed out to my big two-wheeler, I was tired of my own voice. Took a beat on the northern plains and just rolled that power on. Twelve hours out of Mackinac City, stopped at a bar to have a brew. Met a girl, we had a few drinks, and I told her what I decided to do. She looked out the window a long, long moment, then she looked into my eyes. She didn't have to say a thing. I knew what she was thinking. Said a word, we just walked out and got on that bank, and we rolled, and we rolled clean out of sight. I could go east, I could go west, it was all up to me to decide. Just then I saw a young hawk flying and my soul began to rise. And pretty soon we'll be right back.
There you go. That was Bob Seger.
I did find two different what would you call it? Sayings, I guess.
Yeah, phrases or something.
Phrases, yeah. And I just wondered if I could share them. Is that okay?
Yeah, please do.
Well, one of them is kind of silly. The other one is a bit serious. But I found this one and I broke out laughing in public. And I had to take the magazine home so I could cut it out and keep it. And it says, if someone throws a stone at you, throw a flower at them. But remember to throw the flower pot too. And I thought, ha, that was so funny because I thought it sounded like, yeah, throw a flower at them. Oh, but yeah. Remember to throw the flower pot.
Choose nonviolence. Oh, no, actually. Now, we do not, yeah.
Yeah, and then just the second one, because of my connection with the library and how much I've gone there and how much I love the library, it says here, a room without books is as a body without a soul.
Wow.
You know, that really hit me because you have no idea how many books I have here.
No, yeah.
If I ever have to move, I'm going to need a big truck.
Yeah, exactly, just for the books alone.
Yeah, I have a habit of if I like an author, mm-hmm. I will search every book that author has ever written.
Oh yeah,
and have them all lined up on a shelf.
Nice.
Yeah. But that's me. It. Anyhow, yeah.
That's great. Cool. I was reminiscing with somebody about books and I realized I used to be a reader. Like I read all the time and I read through a bunch of different series and multiple books by this author and multiple books by that author. I remember I even sewed myself a bag that would fit this one really huge book that I had just so I could have it with me all the time. Wow. And I was trying to think of what happened, why I'm not. And I was like, oh, right. Smartphones happened. My cell phone. Whereas I would be waiting at the bus and all I had was a little cell that you'd have to type with each letter, like, you know, 1, 2, 3, yeah. 1, 2, 3, like instead of now anyways, it's like, oh, that's what happened. The smartphones killed my book reading passion. Now I just do it when I'm camping or if I'm off grid or something, that's when I'll pick up a book. But I love it when people have books that they suggest or authors that they really back. Like, that's great.
Huh. Yeah. It's interesting out there. Out there in the world.
Out there in this big old world. Well, speaking of the big old world, shall I read about some events coming up?
Oh, please do. Please
okay.
do.
Oh, actually, wait. I just realized what time it is, and I'm going to do a station ID. So this is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, and you are listening to A Stroke of Luck with myself, Megan, and...
Oh, Lorraine.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And it's really an awesome radio program, all of them, but ours is kind of special.
I mean, yeah, ours is like, you know, no pressure, but ours is definitely a good one. All right, Lorraine. Okay, so this first event is coming up this Saturday, March 8th, and it is Scouts Honor, which is a local band here. They're going to be performing up on the ski hill at Hudson Bay Mountain at 3:30. Yeah. That's a kids show, 3:30 up on the ski hill. Then there's an adult show at the Smithers Brewing Company at 8 p.m. with the amazing Aurora Lavender, who will be opening with folk blues and country cover tunes. So that's going to be $10 at the door at Smithers Brewing. And yeah, 8 p.m. on the 8th is when Aurora will start, and then Scouts Honor starts at 9.
And they're going to climb up there, I wonder how many people are going to attend up on the mountain.
I know. Well, I can speak to it firsthand because my band actually played up on Hudson Bay Mountain 2 weekends ago, I think.
Yeah.
And it really depends. So Hudson Bay Mountain have, they have weekends that are a discounted rate for specific towns, and they kind of spread it out. So it'll be like the Hazleton Day or the Prince George Day or the, so I think it really depends on what community. And ours was a little bit quieter because the ski lift had been turned off that day for wind. I don't know what the reasons were. So it was a bit of a quieter day for us. But we just performed in the corner of the Whiskey Jack's little, there's a lounge up there. So it was definitely playing to a room full of very tired faces. It's like, these people have been on the ski hill all day. Anyway, so yeah, those guys are going to be, and that'll be fun. For a kids show up there, that's great. Kids can just bounce around, dance, all the thing. It'll be good.
Well, quite a few years ago, there was a couple that got married up there.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen some photos.
Huh. I went up there, too, and it was like, I couldn't believe it, you know. I'm climbing up this foot. I was scared of the heights. I was scared of everything. I couldn't enjoy it at all. I just thought, y'all are crazy up here doing this.
Oh, man, that's nuts. Yep.
But they had a few people. Yeah. They wanted to be up there, so there they were.
Yeah, that's good. Stick with your passions.
Yeah. And it was good that they both were okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
If it would have been me and my husband, I think I would have been kneecapping him not to get up there.
Yeah, exactly. You're on your own for this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can climb all you want. I ain't going.
Well, I will say this, my little story time. My first time performing up on Hudson Bay Mountain was potentially one of my first performances after I'd had my stroke. And so I took time where I just wasn't doing anything. And then when I started back up with the band again, it was slow going for me. And, you know, I would get winded, and it was a lot to process. And then I was going up to the ski hill, and I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know anything about where the parking lot was in relation to the lodge. And you had to climb up these stairs and walk all this way. And it took me so long just to get up there. And once I got through the door, I was in some like change room in the basement, and I just sat down and closed my eyes for 15 minutes and just had to kind of come back into my body and, I don't know, just like regulate a little bit. And I was texting my band saying, I'm here, but I'm just overwhelmed and downstairs, and I just need to, anyway, they were all very lovely and wonderful, but just to sort of have that overwhelm and then to walk through a busy place and perform, it was a big deal. And for the listeners that don't know, this show is called A Stroke of Luck because both Lorraine and myself have had strokes and lived to tell. So that's my little tidbit.
And I hope that's it. One stroke, that's enough now.
That's enough. One and done. Perfect.
I don't think that we'll have more. At least I hope not.
I hope not too.
Because I don't have too much brain left.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Stop putting holes in our brains.
Anyhow, that would have been very brave of you to do that.
Felt like a big deal for sure. And of course, now I realize as a performer, you can park like in a different spot. Like, I was silly. But of course, I wasn't thinking clearly. So I made it. And that's the most important.
Yeah. You're strong.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we could play more music. We could chat some more. What would you like us to do?
I'm fine with either one. I can do a little quick saying.
Yeah, do another saying.
I've got those little ones, right?
Sure. You did one about the flower pot, and then...
Yeah, a little one. This is called a daily inspiration. I have no idea where I got them from. And it says, alone, we can do a little. Together, we can do so much.
Aw, that's good.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Helen Keller.
Right.
Who said that.
Oh, man.
So I do not know how come I've got these, but I've got three of them.
That's perfect. You did it.
I'm very much of a, that's nice. I'll take it home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If it's just laying around, what the heck, you know?
Yeah, that's good.
But anyways, I liked that part.
That's a good one. Okay, yeah. I think we're going to jump into our next artist. So we'll do Roy Orbison next. Do you want to read birth dates and the like? I don't know. Do you have those in front of you?
Yeah, where are we here? I should have them here. I kept it out. Roy Orbison. Oh, no, that's not it.
I might have it in front of me if you don't.
Yeah, well, I hope you do. Charlie Pride. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I do. I have it. I've got it. Okay, so yeah, you did the research. Let me do the reading. Okay, so it says that Roy Orbison was born April 23rd, 1926, and he passed away December 6th, 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. So we're going to play two songs by Roy Orbison. And if I can find my way back here, it's going to be Pretty Woman, followed by In Dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. We'll play those and we'll come right back.
Pretty woman, A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, and just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into I softly say a silent prayer, like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream my dreams of you. In dreams, I walk with you. To you in dreams, you're mine. All of the time we're together in dreams, but can't help it if I cry. I remember that you said
there we go. That was Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman, and In Dreams.
Yeah. My husband was not much of a dancer of any kind, but I could coax him into waltzing on occasion.
Wonderful.
And so it was kind of nice to cuddle up and do a bit of waltzing, even though he was a cowboy and he wore his cowboy boots.
Well, sure. Hey, cowboy boots are made for... dancing and keeping you from falling off a horse, I guess, but
yeah to sit in the saddle, but yeah. He was okay. He knew that that's what I really wanted, and he was okay with it.
That's good. It's good to occasionally have a little dance.
Yeah, you know, it was nice.
Very cool. I could read a little bit more. There's some other stuff coming up.
Okay, good.
So when is it? What is today's date? Today is March 5th. So next week? 5th, 6th, it doesn't matter.
This is Wednesday the 5th.
The 5th. Okay, so in a little bit of time here is going to be Neurodiversity Celebration Week. And they have a whole bunch of things going on. And it runs from March 16th to March 22nd. And I mean, I can read up on some of these things that they're doing, but let me just take a look here. They say that, so what is it? Neurodiversity Celebration Week is an international initiative that started in 2018 to challenge stereotypes and promote understanding and acceptance of neurological differences.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's going to be March, well, it says here March 17th to 23rd. Oh, and then it's got more. It's why. So the goal is to break down barriers, foster shared experiences and create more inclusive spaces, promoting a sense of belonging for everyone. Pretty
cool.
Where
are they going to hold this?
Well, it's going to be all through town. So they've got some things happening at the Edge Learning Center. Here, I'll do a quick lightning round because it's a whole bunch of things. So they have on March 16th from 10 till 2 p.m., the Misfits Market at the old church. And so that's going to be people selling stuff, right? Like a little market, craft market style. Yeah. Then on Monday the 17th, there is a sensory friendly swim at the BV pool. It's free, free admission. And it must mean like quiet, you know, in my mind, the best pool experience I ever had was when I lived in Victoria and they had the lights down low. They had music gently playing and there was no kids, but this one, there will be children. Yay. We support the kids. Oh gosh. And anyway, there's a whole bunch of things happening, but I bet you if you go online here, what do they have? Learn more. Oh wow. There's a lot of things. Anyway, we'll tell you guys more another time, but that's maybe enough for now. Lots of good things. So, Lorraine, we've only got about 10 minutes left. And let me just quickly look at the songs that you selected and we'll see. Sure. So maybe I'll get you to choose here. So we've got Chris Stapleton, Charlie Pride, or Hank Williams. Is there one that you'd like to for sure get in today?
How about if we do Charlie Pride?
Yeah, I love that.
His date of birth is March 18th, 1934. And he passed away, not that long ago, December 12th, 2020.
Too bad. Okay, let's definitely do that. And actually, because you probably have it in front of you, do you want to read off the three songs that we have that we'll be playing?
I believe this is his. It says, "Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger?"
Yep.
And then Wings of a Dove. And then Me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah, I had no idea that he did Me and Bobby McGee, but I like that song a lot. All right, so let's listen to those and we'll come back and say goodbye. So here, let's have a listen. Enjoy Charlie Pride.
Does my ring hurt your finger? When you go out at night, when I bought it for your darling, it seemed to be just right. Should I take it to the jeweler so it won't fit so tight? Does my ring hurt your finger when you go out at night? You enjoy yourself last night, dear? How was the show? You know that I don't mind it when you go. I understand sometimes we all need time alone, but why do you always leave at home? Does my ring hurt your finger when you're away from me? I'm so proud when you wear it for all the world to see. Should I take it to the jeweler so it won't fit so tight? Does my ring hurt your finger when you go out at night? Does my ring hurt your finger when you go out at night? On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his spirit. surround us when evils come. The body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. Search for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow. Busted flat in Baton Rouge, heading for the train, feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed the diesel down just before it rained, took us all the way to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang up every song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
This is CICK 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio, and you've been listening to A Stroke of Luck with Lorraine and myself. Enjoy the rest of the song.
For me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, through everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Selena's, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'll trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday. Holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose, and nothing left is all she left for me. Oh, but feeling good was easy, Lord, when we sang the blues. And buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da da.